And we are now recording. So it is now 10:09, and with a quorum of the board consisting of Susan and Chris, we will call the meeting to order. In the board pack, you'll see the full agenda, which includes the public hearings as well as the listed action items. Unless there are any changes the board would like to make, we would ask for a first and a second to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Now we will move on to the public hearing. Actually, before we do that, we're going to open up for public comment. If there's any public on the line that would like to comment, now would be the time. Hearing none, we'll go over the public hearing. So could I ask for a motion to open the public hearing regarding the amended 2025 budget as the final budget for the calendar year 2025?
Yes, Susan, I move to open the public hearing.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And if there are any public comment on the line that would like to comment on the amended 2025 budget, now would be the time. And hearing none, I'll ask for the same motion to close said public hearing.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Thank you. So now we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to go ahead and ask for a motion to open the public hearing on the 2026 tentative budget, adopting as the final budget for 2026.
I move to open the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. And if there are any public on the line that would like to comment on the 2026 budget, now would be the time. And hearing none, I'll ask for the motion to close said public hearing.
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll go ahead and move to action items now. In your board pack, you'll find the minutes from the December 11th, 2025 board meeting. Unless there are any changes you would like to make or any questions on the minutes, I would ask for a first and second to approve said minutes.
I have no questions. It's Susan. I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Thank you. And next, we have the approval of the 2026 annual administrative resolution. We have Ashley and Zach has joined the call as well. Would either of y'all like to speak to this item?
Yeah, sure. Hey, everybody. This is one that we did the same resolution for 2025. It essentially, sets forth certain reports that we will provide to the state, the registration that's done annually for the district with the state, just a lot of administrative things. It mentions the budget and that how the tentative budget is approved and the capital budget for the year 2026, which we're taking care of today. And that's kind of the gist of it. It mentions the anchor meeting location, which we have as our office location. And so I don't know if you have it handy, Jake, if you want to pull it up and we can just kind of show the board really quick to refresh them. Yeah, you can just, so it just kind of goes through the different administrative tasks and the training. I will want to emphasize on the trustee training. So the board member training, there's the board member training there in section 4, which you each should have already done. If you haven't done it, we can get you the link. It's One that should be done. It's just a one-time deal within 1 year after taking your office on the board. And so if you haven't had a chance to do that training yet, we'd encourage you to do that for 2025 before the end of the year. And then you don't need to do it again. Then on the Section 5, the open meeting training, that's done once per year. And so same thing there. If you haven't done it for 2025, if you can get that done before the 31st, that'd be great. And then in 2026, you'll need to do that again. And whether that's in January or August or whenever you want to do that, it just needs to be done once a year. And then Pinnacle takes care of the records officer, the grandma training. I believe the rest of this we've talked about before. There is Section 9, the conflict of interest disclosure statement. That's something that's done annually. And so Pinnacle can facilitate that and send out the conflict of interest statements for you to fill out. If it should be exactly the same potentially as the one you did last year, unless, you know, things have changed with respect to any affiliations you might have that could be considered a conflict of interest. But that's pretty straightforward. We've got our officers stated. I know at one point during 2025 we swapped. Chris was the treasurer. We swapped him out so that Susan could be treasurer and Chris could be the clerk/secretary. So we've got that indicated here. And then you can scroll down. The rest of it's really just talking to kind of about board meetings and standards for those, which we don't need to go over. Pinnacle records the meetings. That's a requirement there. We've talked about liability insurance before. Again, the tentative budget hearing, we're handling that today. And then the posting requirement, that's been taken care of by Pinnacle. So that's pretty much it. On 26, under audits, Pinnacle will handle that, right? But it says within 180 days after the close of each fiscal year, the district's accountant will prepare an annual financial report. And so Pinnacle takes care of that, as well as the approval of expenditures. And that really sums up that resolution. And so if you scroll down to the signature page, we'll get this sent out today after the meeting. We'll send it out by Adobe Sign. It doesn't have to be notarized or anything. So we'll send it out to Jeremy and to sign as chair, and then Chris to attest as clerk/secretary. And I'll sign with respect to the approving the form. Is that something that I know, is Chris on the meeting today?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So if you guys are good with that, I'll send that out to you. You should get an email from Adobe Sign, and should be pretty perfect. Easy that to
that
sign
sounds
that.
Great, Jake, and I'll confer with Jeremy, make sure he knows it's coming. And Chris, I can confirm that you, Jeremy, and I have completed all the 2025 trainings. So we don't have anything
perfect
until this next year with our annual.
That's great. And then Fier or Pinnacle, if you guys don't have those and you need the link to the trainings, we're happy to send those out to you. So just let us know. But that's it for the annual resolution.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. And so there's no further questions. We'll ask for a motion to approve the 2026 annual administrative resolution.
Susan, I move to approve the resolution.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And then as we spoke, right before we conducted the meeting, we're going to be adopting the resolution to adopt the amended 2025 and 2026 budgets as the final and amended budget. We'll start with the amended. If there's no further questions to the budget, as there have been no changes since we went over the first time last meeting, we'll ask for a motion to approve the resolution adopting the amended 2025 budget.
Yeah, I have no questions. I move to adopt the amended 2025 budget.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. And then we will do the same for the 2026 budget. We'll ask for a motion to approve.
Move to approve the 2026 budget.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Are there any further discussion items the board would like to bring to the table today?
I have no items.
Awesome. And if there are no items, we will go ahead and ask for a motion to adjourn at 10:20.
Susan, I move to adjourn.
Sorry, I missed that. Second.
Awesome. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. We are adjourned. Thank you all, and we will see y'all next year.
Perfect.
Great. Thanks, Jay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks, guys. Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.